This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October. We're talking about BioOxyTrin Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIXT. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, David Platt. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Hey, for my new listeners, give us a little bit of backstory about Statement of who you guys are and what you do. And then I want to get into the Q&A.
Okay, the company is situated in Boston, is dealing with hypoxia or lack of oxygen from different reasons, including not having enough blood supply to tissue or organ. So we're trying to solve the problem by getting a chemistry to deliver the oxygen to the tissue, to the biological tissue, to human tissue.
Yeah, and is that a pretty prevalent problem in America?
It's a problem in every disease. Underlined, every disease that exists, most of the diseases that exist is related to lack of oxygen or depend on oxygen supply. So that's not a new thing. It's just we going after a problem that is underlying many, many diseases, including cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and so on.
Well, if you would, then go ahead and describe BioOxyTrin's treatment for hypoxia disease to our audience. How do you cure that?
The recent Nobel Prize that was awarded was awarded for the first time. It was awarded for hypoxia, or the way hypoxia or lack of oxygen is developed.
Right.
And that gave us a huge validation to what we are doing. Hypoxia is like any other disease. Once you have a lack of oxygen over time, it basically the tissue die. But it takes time. Sometimes it's a immediately, like trauma, when you lose a large amount of blood, but sometimes it's like anemia. It's like a hypertension. You don't feel it. You feel a little bit weak or so on, but you can have anemia, or specific organ doesn't get enough oxygen by not having enough blood supply or enough oxygen to use. And that condition called hypoxia, so like in the case of a heart disease, is lack of oxygen coming to the heart tissue, and they get damaged. And as a consequence, you have a heart disease. The muscle doesn't work. In case of stroke, you have a situation that in case of, let's say, there is a blockage. Once you have a blockage, there's no blood supply, there's no oxygen.
Right.
And the tissue dies. So the underlying thing, what we have here, once the Nobel Prize that today was the three guys that won the Nobel Prize recently discovered how hypoxia condition occurred from the cascade of the chemistry and the genetics and the molecule that associate with developing hypoxia as a condition when you don't have oxygen. So our company is basically trying to supply the oxygen to prevent or to reverse the position, the hypoxia condition, and that will repair the tissue for a normal situation.
Well, a couple of questions I have for you, Mr. Platt, is one, how will the patients benefit from it, and how do you plan on monetizing your product?
We developed a drug that delivers hypoxia, oxygen in case of hypoxia,
right,
or lack of oxygen. So we use for as a model, we will use and we'll go after patients that get a stroke. In case of stroke, there's a blockage of the red blood cells from reaching the area in the brain. The blockage is by a clot that is doesn't let the red blood cell go through. So what we did, we developed a molecule which is 5,000 times smaller than red blood cells.
Wow.
And that molecule penetrate the clot. The clot is like a fishnet. The red blood cells is bigger than the opening of the fishnet. Our molecule is smaller, and it gets through, permeate the clot to deliver the oxygen. Now, what is the molecule? The molecule is we took the heme. Heme is a structure, a chemical structure, that carry the oxygen on hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is a molecule that exists in red blood cells. There are 300 million. There are 300 million molecules of hemoglobin in every red blood cells. What we did, we take out the 300 molecules from each red blood cell. So we extract it. We take it out. And then we separate the heme, the part, and the molecule has hemoglobin or hemoglobin. We separate the heme from the globin, and we attach the heme to a short polymer. And by doing that, we create an artificial, I will call it a carrier. It's the same heme. It's kind of in between. Partly artificial, part natural, which is the heme who bind the oxygen, who carry the oxygen in the hemoglobin, but the globin is not there anymore, and the heme is attached to a polymer. Now you have a heme polymer, and that molecule, we call it, by the way, code name, BXT25. That molecule, when the patient has a stroke, in the ambulance, or very close at the time that the stroke occur, you inject the molecule IV. The molecule goes into the blood system, goes to the lung. In the lung, it picks an oxygen, and then it carry that as a regular molecule in the blood system. It carry that to the brain. In the brain, there is the clot, but what we do, since the molecule is smaller, 5,000 times smaller than the red blood cell size, it permeates the clot, can go to the other side, release the oxygen, and then return to the lung in the blood system and do it again and again. And the half-life, the time, it can be up to 10 hours. Half-life is 10 hours. So that's the technology, the basic technology for the stroke.
Yeah. So let me ask this: How far are we away from commercializing this product? Because it sounds like a product that's very needed in this particular industry.
That product is not going to go for a very long clinical trial, simply because we, parallel to that, we license a device. Exclusive license, a device that we approve it for a detection of oxygen in or the oxygen in a tissue, in the biological tissue. The device is approved by the FDA. And what it does, it measures the amount of oxygen, among other things. It measures the amount of the consumption of oxygen by the mitochondria in every single cell.
Right.
So it's a complex mathematics and the algorithm, and which the device was done a clinical trial, approved by the FDA, and we can actually detect the metabolism of the tissue. We call it a tissue a metabolic score. Okay, we have a score, it's like a percentage, and you can measure the amount of oxygen that goes into the tissue. So in our case, to answer your question, we don't need to claim that we have a medical improvement, that's a later stage, by partnering with a large pharma, which we expect to do in the future. We will just measure, first of all, we measure the safety of the substance. And then what we'll do, we will measure with the device the increase of oxygen in the tissue.
Got it.
That increase, which is not a medical claim, it's more related to the device, give us the ability to claim that molecule deliver oxygen to tissue. We are not there to say what it does. That's another step. But in patient, that will be very quick. And I don't, according to our calculation, we will have that thing between a year and a half and 2 years.
Dave, we're running out of time, and I want to get to my last two questions. One, what are the major inflection points for investors to look at by Oxytron and the your ticker symbol, BIXT?
The major inflection points are the involvement of the drug in tissue engineering, which is not related to a clinical trial. It's more related to growth tissue outside the lab for implementation, transplantation, and so on. And also getting into human trial, IND, investigation new drug, to get it on safety for human. Those are the major inflection point. And of course, the last one is getting that to show to the FDA and that we actually increase the amount of oxygen in the tissue with the device that was approved by the FDA.
My last question is, on today's interview, what would you like my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
The listeners need to see a young company. Although I'm working on that for over 30 years as a chemist, and there's a long history of doing research around that molecule. I would say there's 100 years of experience around those type of molecules. We just taking what was done before, we improve it. This is not a dream, that's reality. We will move forward and they need to understand, potential investors or listeners need to see us as the leader in the field, which got recognized by the recent Nobel Prize winners, and hypoxia, lack of oxygen, is a disease like any other disease and need to be treated.
My guest today has been David Plack. He's the CEO of BioOxytron, Inc. Look him up on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIXT. David, I want to thank you for your insight and what you guys are doing out there. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.